specifični, dobri, stari, srpsko-hrvatski, koji postoji samo za slovenački pokret. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da.
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno, vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstvo i jedinstvo je končano, čast je da se spoznamo, ja mislim da je to demagogija.
Balkan Express. Vsako drugo sredo, točno opoldne.
Chevron Frekov. Dobrodošli v okoljevarstveno obarvanem Balkan Expressu, kjer bomo govorili o okolju škodljivemu hidravličnem drobljenju ali stujko imenovanem frackingu. V oddaji vas bomo popeljali na vzhodni predel Romunije, kjer ameriška energetska multinacionalka Chevron po 4 letih od podpisa pogodbe z romunsko vlado namerava pričeti z omenjeno metodo pridobivati plin iz skrilavca. Takšno pridobivanje zemeljskega plina je zaradi svoje okoljske škodljivosti a komercialne vrednosti skoraj povsod po svetu porodilo protigibanja. Tudi prebivalke in prebivalci vasi Punžešt, kjer bo v bližini energetski velikan pričel s frackingom, se že 2 leti aktivno upirajo. Oddajo bomo razdelili na 2 dela. Najprej bomo ponovili, kaj je hidravlično drobljenje ali fracking ter kakšne posledice pusti na okolje. Nadaljevali bomo z njegovim pojavom v Romuniji, predvsem kakšno vlogo igra romunska vlada pri sklepanju dogovorov s Chevronom. V drugem delu oddaje pa bomo šli z nekaterimi romunskimi okoljevarstvenimi aktivistkami in aktivisti na teren, kjer se aktivno borijo proti pridobivanju zemeljskega plina s frackingom, ki ga bo Chevron pričel koristiti v naslednjih tednih. Pogovarjali smo se z Luko Omladičem, profesorjem na filozofski fakulteti in okoljevarstvenim aktivistom, ki se aktivno bori proti omenjenemu načinu pridobivanja zemeljskega plina v Sloveniji. Naj opomnimo, da britansko podjetje Ascent Resources v Petišovcih pri Lendavi že vrsto let želi pridobiti dovoljenje za uporabo hidravličnega drobljenja. Sedaj pa nekaj osnovnih informacij o frackingu strani Omladiča.
Mislim, zdaj, fracking v resnici, ta izraz pač povzema več različnih tehnik črpanja zemeljskega plina, v principu pa gre pač za to, da gre za črpanje zemeljskega plina tam, kjer se pač konvencionalnimi tehnikami, ne, se pravi, v principu to, da pač zgolj vrtino naredite in da pač plin prihaja ven, ne, plina ne morate dobiti, ampak da morate na nek način ta plin, ki je pač v geoloških plasteh prisiliti, da pride ven. To ponovati pač dosežejo tako, da pač neka določena tekočina, hidravlično vodo z določenimi pač kemičnimi snovmi, ki so pač tudi potem problematični, ne, pač lahko iz okoljskega vidika, v to vrtino pač načrpajo pod velikim pritiskom. Ta pritisk pač povzroči določeno to frakturiranje, ne, se pravi drobljenje teh geoloških plasti in to drobljenje pač pod pritiskom, se pravi, ne, ne, tako popularno se reče, tak mini potres, ne, ki se zgodi pač od spodaj, potem pač sprosti plin, zemeljski plin, ne, to pomeni metan, večinoma, v glavnem je pač sestavina zemeljskega plina metan, in ga potem oni potem skozi vrtino načrpajo pač gor in normalno pač potem uporabljajo naprej. Ne. To se lahko zdaj dogaja v različnih tipih geoloških plasti, na različnih globinah, v različnih pač površinskih okoliščinah, ne, in seveda vsaka izmed teh pač faktorjev potem tudi vpliva na to, kakšen vpliv bo pač zadeva imela na okolje. Ne.
Hidravlično drobljenje je torej skupek ekstrakcijskih metod, s katerim pridobivamo različne vrste zemeljskega plina. A kljub temu to ne spremeni dejstva, da je metoda problematična.
Glavni pač okoljski pomisleki, ne, torej pač uhajanje samega plina po pač drobljenju, potem pač onesnaženje vodonosnikov zaradi te tekočine za drobljenje in potem ta površinsko onesnaženje zaradi pač vode, onesnažene vode, ki nastane pri samem črpanju. Dodal bi pač še ta četrti okoljski faktor, ne, ki je pač seveda bolj globalen in pač povezan z podnebnimi spremembami, namreč zemljski plin je jasno pač fosilno gorivo, to pomeni pač črpanje zemljskega plina, ne, pač pomeni, da pač enostavno pač dodamo nek nov vir, ne, pač fosilni goriv, ki se pač v izgorevanju prevede v količino pač CO2, ogljika v ozračju. Ne. Na nek način seveda zagovorniki uporabe pač zemljskega plina pač trdijo, da je njegova, bi rekel, oglična intenzivnost, ne, to pomeni količina energije, ki jo dobite pač za dano količina CO2, ki gre v ozračje za pridobivanje dane količine energije, pri plinu manjša kot pri premogu ali nafti, ne, kar je seveda res, ne. Po drugi strani pa je sam metan, ne, torej ključna sestavina zemljskega plina, zelo močen toplogredni plin, 30-krat močnejši približno, ne, kakor sam CO2, ne. In v ZDA zadnje študije že kaže, ne, da pravzaprav uhajanje metana ob samem črpanju zemljskega plina na ta način in potem tudi transportiranju pravzaprav izniči tudi tiste prednosti, ki jih je pač morda zemljski plin zaradi svoje manjše oglične intenzivnosti ti imel pač pač pri izgorevanju.
Sedaj pa se premaknimo v Romunijo, ki ima najbogatejšo zalogo zemeljskega plina v Evropi. Chevron je leta 2010 z romunskimi oblastmi sklenil pogodbo, ki bi jim omogočila pridobivanje plina iz krilavca v obsegu 2 milijonov hektarjev. To območje je predvsem na severovzhodu države in ob Črnem morju. Šele leta 2010 oziroma 2012 so izbruhnili množični protesti, ko je pogodba postala vidna javnosti. Več o tem nam pove Marina Stefan, aktivistka organizacije Romania Without Thumb.
For the first time we found out that fracking is appearing in Romania as a technology in 2012. When the first agreement signed also by the Romanian government was made public in concerning the region of the county, better said, the county from Vaslui, and the perimeter is called Burlad. So then the people was very aware there about the impact of this technology, and they protested a lot. Since then, many other perimeters were signed and given in concession by our successive governments, whatever they were, the left wing or the right wing, it doesn't matter, they had the same attitude concerning fracking. The worst part was that in 2012 we had election, general elections, and then the actual power, the actual coalition in power, they promised a moratorium, but it was just an empty word. No document was behind this word, and the people signed, and people voted them. After they were elected, they changed politics, and they showed us many other governmental decisions, and many other perimeters were given. So we consider, for being short, that our government, our president, and the authorities are supporting and sustaining fracking, and they are lying us.
Kje so trenutno črpališča zemeljskega plina, nam pove Greku, član kulturnega centra anarhistov.
At the time being there are already a couple of sites where they already have the fracking whatever they are using, like the drills and so on, and they had it already put into place. And in a very short amount of time, they have announced that they're going to start not to drill exactly like to start the exploitation, but they start to explore the place to see if, okay, it's that story, to see if it's feasible to start exploiting afterwards. So like we have one place is for sure. It is in the village of Punjej. And otherwise, there are some people from some cities that go from time to time. They are searching the internet to see where could be the possible places of fracking sites. And they have made some pictures, but we are not sure if they are for fracking or conventional gas, because it's also Gazprom and other companies that are going to start exploring and afterwards exploiting conventional gas.
Zaenkrat kaže, da se bo pridobivanje plina začelo v bližini vzhodno-romunske vasi Punjšt. To bo zaenkrat v raziskovalni fazi, kjer je treba najti najbolj učinkovite zemljske plasti, ki vsebujejo kamnine polne plina. Kdaj se bo proces drobljenja pričel in kakšno podporo korporaciji dajajo romunski politiki, nadaljuje Greku.
Prime minister already was at the official opening of the site, because they already have put everything there. And the officials of both the government and of Chevron say that they're going to start in a couple of weeks. Because now in the same time, it's a little bit problematic this year what's happening in Romania concerning all struggles, because it's a election year. Except the European Parliament election, there is also the president election. So it's even if they could say that they're going to start in a couple of weeks, it's also depending on the political side. Almost all, like 99% of the politicians agree with the necessity of exploitation of shale gas. So, they have the go-ahead from the politicians, but taking into account it's election year, if they feel that maybe if they give the go-ahead right now before the elections, I'm more than sure they're going to try to postpone it at least until the first or second day after the elections, because nobody wants to lose the people for voting them. Say it's 2 or 3 weeks. Unofficially, I don't know, it depends.
Akcije proti frackingu so se lotili tudi po pravni poti. Več o tem Marina.
They breached a lot of Romanian laws, the Romanian constitution, and therefore a lot of action in Court of Justice are opened now, but sadly the process of those actions is too slow. Meanwhile, the operations began in with the first drilling rig placed in Punjești. And there Chevron is working on its first operations to drill and to obtain the first stages of the drilling. But that's not enough. It's not only Chevron involved in this situation. We have also a lot of prospection, seismical prospections, which are in a lot of other areas of the country, like in Dobruja or the west side of the country, or in the middle of the country, in Transylvania. And all those prospections happened without people being informed what for, without signing agreements, forgetting that our constitution is guaranteeing the right of property of the people, and they had to apply the legal procedures. Therefore, other actions in court of law are happening against them.
Zaradi neenotne zakonodaje Evropske unije, ki bi urejala ali prepovedala problematično metodo, je odločitev za uporabo te prepuščena posameznim evropskim državam. Zagotovo pa je dosti bolj stroga zakonodaja kot v ZDA, kjer je omenjena metoda zelo razširjena. Za mnenje smo prosili Marijo, ki je kot Marina članica organizacije Romania Without Them.
If the laws would be applied in the European Union and they would close the gaps in the legislation, no fracking would be possible within the European Union. But of course, since the lobby is very strong in Brussels, they are circumventing the environmental legislation, and they are even trying to weaken it so that it allows for fracking. But the bottom line of this is that basically, yeah, Eastern Europe is about to be sacrificed, let's say, yeah, because that's where the biggest resources of shale gas and oil are. Nadaljujemo z drugim delom oddaje, ki je bolj posvečen izkušnji upora nekaterih romunskih aktivistk in aktivistov. Za začetek poslušajmo Marino o različnih načinih upora proti frackingu.
Since 2012, there were only protests and only petitions and letters wrote to the authorities. Next year we began with organizing public debates and public conferences and the awareness campaign was expanded at the level of the whole country. We began to go on field to document and to film and to, you know, to make movies and to take interviews from the people describing the situations. So another level we arrived is the justice court, the Court of Justice. Many actions were opened. Meanwhile, the number of the people who began to be closer with us and to work with us is growing. This is a difference in quality, what changed a lot. A better situation is that we have also contacts with the European activists, which have the same goal as us, and not only the Europeans, also from other countries around the world. And because this is a global problem, we are trying to establish and to cultivate global alliances to oppose.
Greku se je prav tako udeležil številnih protestov v vasi Punjšt. Povedal nam je, kako so romunske oblasti, ki so seveda na strani multinacionalke, ravnale s prebivalkami in prebivalci vasi ter drugimi aktivisti.
I was in Punjšt a couple of months ago. It was the first event when they came with the police cars and the company cars also and the private security. There was some small fights. Actually, not small fight, but it was the gendarmes, the police. There were about 400 against some old men, the kids, women, like people that just wanted to defend their land. And after, okay, that was the first event. But afterwards, there was another event in December which they returned because like for 1.5 months they didn't come at all. The police, everybody left, and there was the villagers have put up a resistance camp on the other side of the road where the company wants to drill, and there was a resistance site. And at one in December, at the beginning of the month, they came at about 3 o'clock. Again, very prepared. They have blocked the access into the village, and starting from there, from then the government decided to make out of the area of Siliștea and Pungești, which are two villages that are between, like 2 kilometers one to each other. And in the middle of the road is the drilling site, the future drilling site. The government decided, actually the prime minister decided to make out of that space a special zone. That means that you cannot enter there without the permit of the police. The police and the gendarmes have put up blockades. Which usually have to go there, and to if you wanted to go, you have to give your ID. If they consider that you're not okay to enter, they had the right to stop you there. And it's very irrational to say this after every day, like villagers were obliged not to meet in groups more than 2 or 3 people. The police cars were patrolling the village streets every night. They were even. Situations when they were going to people's houses and threatening the people, and it was like we called it. Everybody, people from Romania, has called the situation like Pungești is under siege by the government. It was a total situation when the police was nonstop there in huge numbers, prepared for any kind of situation. Even if it was like people that went to drink a beer, they met 3 people to go to drink a beer. It was a problem. And even after 10 o'clock, there were even situations when if you were after 10 o'clock, there was a situation to be caught by the police and interrogated by the on the spot and stuff like that. So all the laws regarding human rights and the civil rights and so on have been abolished during these months in Pungești and Siliștea.
Chevron je s pomočjo romunskega represivnega aparata ustvaril posebno nadzorovano cono, ki je bila namenjena izgradnji orodij hidravličnega drobljenja. Po besedah Greka se je ta raztezala vse do vasi in sosednjih krajev. Povedal je še, da se je danes nadzor že zmanjšal, saj so drobilnico Skrilavca že postavili. Marija se je v nedeljo udeležila protesta v večkrat omenjeni vasi. Vprašali smo jo, kako je potekal.
It was basically a team of activists from a neighboring town, which traveled to all these villages that are affected, and they gathered people. You know, it was a march. I think they marched for 9 kilometers or so. And I think at the end of the march they met in the center of one of the affected villages that is gonna host, hopefully not the second fracking rig in Romania, official fracking rig, because it's just the Chevron rigs that are known to be preparing for fracking. Maybe I will come back to it later. And of course there were agitators. There were the people paid by the mayor to take over the manifestation, and the riot police intervened. But of course none of the mayor's agitators was arrested. It was always our people, like the protesters.
V zadnjih dneh smo v redkih medijih lahko videli, da so se v manjšem številu odvijali shodi proti frackingu v številnih romunskih mestih. Greku pravi, da se v večjem številu ljudje zberajo predvsem v vaseh, kjer je drobljenje načrtovano.
Actually, the people that you still see now in protest against fracking are actually either villages that are in villages that will become the sites, the future sites for fracking, either people that got very interested in this and have decided that they have to participate. So more the anti-fracking movement in Romania for the time being is not a city movement, it's more of a village movement. It's about the people, the villagers that live in the space, in the areas there which are problematic. while the people from the cities are still more on the other views. For the time being, it's more of a popular village protests. They're small because they're not that many villages. Usually they go to villages that are very small, like Ipunjesht. The village is very, very, the people there are very, don't have at all, don't have money. They're working their plants. This is what they're doing all their life so they can live. They have to grow cattle. They have to do agriculture and so on. So that means that if they start fracking, they're going to destroy all the water, all the possibility of the people to live their lives. So it's about villages and people from the villages, helped by some people from the cities. That many, there are some associations and groups that go to villages, informing people and doing some protests also. But people are very afraid about this, because when you know that it's about villages where people are poor, the company usually goes and does also some propaganda, sometimes even try to show their power, like, oh, we are a company that have so much resources that we can destroy you all. Like all of you, they all have the mayor and all the councillors and so on. They have it on their sides because it's much easier for the politicians to be on the side of the company than the side of the people. There were like even situations where there were some lawyers, some people from this law, where they started making court appeals and so on against this, like to ban fracking from the villages. But actually, after a couple of weeks, they were kicked out of their places. So it's a very dirty job here. That's why the protests are very small, because a lot of people from the villages are very afraid, seeing the power of the government, seeing the power of the company, and a lot of people don't want to participate to help them. So it's problematic.
Za konec se še enkrat dotaknimo mnenja romunskih političnih strank o uvedbi hidravličnega drobljenja in poglejmo, kako uvedbo metode opravičujejo.
With fracking, because all politicians are for it, they always do the situation that if there is one or two, because there are some politicians that don't agree with it, and maybe they try to put some laws into discussions, they were all, okay, we're against it. It's like one of the only issues regarding of fracking, when all parties agree, except okay, maybe the Green Party, but they don't have any power. So all the traditional huge parties, like the so-called social democrats, the so-called liberals, and all of these, are agreeing unanimously that fracking should be done. So it's not like in the event of Bulgaria, where there were also huge protests a couple of years ago, and after the protests, the government has decided, okay, we're going to do a law banning fracking. In the case of Romania, they do not wish to do something like this because they know that it's a big problem. And I also say why, because there is a huge, historically speaking, Romanians are usually anti-Russians. I don't know why. It's a historical thing. So the big part of the gas that is coming into Romania is coming from the Russians. So the politicians are always saying that blah, 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 we have to start fracking because then we can win our independence from Russia. Finally, we had the communism for 47 years. The Russians were here. We always had problems historically. So finally, we can have at least one part of our independence by accepting fracking. But what's funny is that Romania is actually one of the two countries that is actually producing much more than it needs when I'm talking about gas. But all that gas is exported.
Zdi se, da se v Romuniji ponavlja vsem znana zgodba, kjer politične oblasti in korporacije tesno sodelujejo ter si zatiskajo ušesa pred nasprotujočimi mnenjem ljudi. Po besedah romunskih aktivistk in aktivistov, s katerimi smo se pogovarjali, bo šel Ron s hidravličnim drobljenjem, sicer še v raziskovalne namene, pričel že čez nekaj tednov. Hkrati pa energetski velikan že išče nova črpališča plina iz Krilavca. Čeprav so protesti najštevilčnejši v vaseh in jih oblasti ne upoštevajo, pa so nam aktivisti zagotovili, da ne mislijo obupati. Rezistenca kontinua. Balkan Express je pripravil Jakil. La revedere.
Onaj specifični, dobri, stari, srpsko-hrvatski, koji postoji samo za slovenački pogled. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da...
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno, vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstvo i jedinstvo je končano, čast je da se spoznamo, jer mislim da je to demagogija.
Balkan Express. Vsako drugo sredo, točno opoldne.